Start your day the tour away, Northwest London, Monday, 15th November, 11th Kislev, Rabbi Usher Spry. Going away for Shabbos, where do I light? This week's tour away has been sponsored by family Wiesenfeld, the third Simchas HaNisun of Donny Wiesenfeld and Yael Forta, which is taking place today. B'Simtov Mazeltov, Yerotzen Shivnu Bias Nemon, B'Yisrael Lashem, Willis Hilo.
Yeah.
I didn't see the person. No,
this
one's
not on yet, have you?
Uh-huh. Yeah,
that's right.
The circle is off.
All right, good morning. I guess the title is a bit misleading because it was 2 weeks before Chanukah. Probably people think I'm talking about going away on Chanukah.
We did.
Okay, but it's not. I'm sorry to disappoint you then. It's actually talking about Hanukkah Shabbos, but maybe to keep up the momentum, we're going to link it to Hanukkah a lot, because a lot of the healing we're going to see today is actually not happening in Hanukkah. In fact, the Gemaras, the amount of Gemaras that speak about Hanukkah Shabbos is very, very, very few. I think we'll cover everything today with literally a few lines of Gemara that discuss where to light and who lights, and most of the healing actually not happening in Hanukkah is much more written about Hanukkah than it is about Shabbos. In fact, the parak which discusses Chanukah is the one that discusses Shabbos mainly. So we're going to link it. So even if it was misleading, we'll still see some connection. So I'm going to start with a shayla. My friend had a shayla recently. He went away for Shabbos. Or Krim David, double went away for Shabbos. And he was going away by himself for a simcha. His wife wasn't able to come. His wife went to her parents. And she did there. And the question is, this person, David, who's going to eat, he's going to eat by the host, he's going to stay by the host, does he have to light? Where does he light? That's the Ashayla. Just a disclaimer, obviously, I'm not going to reach a complete conclusion, because of different Benhagim, different nuances, each scenario, but I just want to give about, hopefully come out at the end of the shiur, with about 10 different ideas, which will lead towards clarity on this subject a bit. So that's going to be part of the cheshbon. We'll see. We'll build it up slowly. Each that's part of the cheshbon. We'll discuss. So we'll start very clearly with the background. Obviously, since there's not a lot of Gemara, we can cover a lot of the Indian very within the time we have. So we'll start with the Gemara in Shabbos Daf Chaf Ei. The Gemara says the Mishnah we say every Friday night. So the Mishnah says, so don't write with something called itron, because it's not covered Shabbos. So the Gemara says, what's not covered Shabbos? So my timer, Amarava, because it's got a bad smell to it, you're going to leave it and walk out. Ask the Gemara, so what, he goes out? Is that a big deal that he goes out? What's a big deal? Says the Gemara, I hold Hanukkah is never Shabbos Chayvah. So it's a bit of a cryptic one. What do you mean? I hold that Hanukkah is there, Shabbos is a chayva. No one else holds a chayva. And what's that? How's that answering the question? Of course we knew it was a chayva. But there was the question was, is there a big deal to that? So Rashi and Tosafot both explain. The big deal is because there's a chiyuv to have the ner by the suda. And obviously if there's going to be a bad smell, he'll have to leave. Rashi calls this covered Shabbos. Tosafot calls it oilig Shabbos. Either way, the idea we see from this Gemara is that there's a chiyuv to have a hanukkah ner at the table itself. Not on the table specifically, but at least near the table, and that's something to do with the suda. So that's one idea we see. Later on in the Gemara brings a pasuk in Eicha, v'tiznach v'shalim nafshi. The Gemara says, what's v'tiznach v'shalim nafshi? We're talking about where the shalim nafshi left. So let's talk about Eicha. What do you mean the shalim nafshi? What's that referring to? The Gemara says that means Hanukkah Ner Shabbos. So we see that the pasuk is telling us something about Hanukkah Ner Shabbos is called Shalom Nafshi. What does that mean? What's it in Shalom by Hanukkah Ner Shabbos? So Rashi says, the Mokim She'ein there ain't Shalom. If there's no candle, there's no light there, there's no Shalom. Why? Shehulich v'nichshal v'hulich ba'afeli. He's walking in the dark. A more famous expression people are probably be familiar with is the Lashon of the Modchi, which is Shalom Koshel v'eitz of Eben. He shouldn't trip up on the furniture and other things in the house. So, seems to be a different chiyuv there. Besides what we saw, that there's a chiyuv to have a ner and a seudah because of kovod Shabbos or Eilig Shabbos, there seems to be another chiyuv that the Indian of a shalom Rashi says it's not shown to go in the dark, but Moshi says he'll trip up over things. And that's why, separate for you, to have Hadokas Ner Mitzad Cholim. Now, the Rambam is most clear we see these two things in the Rambam, because the Rambam says about Hadokas Ner Shabbos twice. Once in Perek here, he discusses the second thing, which is Cholim, he says, is a chiv to have Hadokas Ner Shabbos, and that is to have it in order that it should be light in the house. And the second thing, in Perek Lamed, is the union of Kovod Shabbos, that it should be a candle at the Seudah. He's talking there, the dinim of a Shulchan, and he brings in the Hadokas Ner Shabbos. You see that even the Rambam distinctly puts it as two separate things. So, yeah, there is a bit of a shayla, which one to call it. Some places can say the one at the table is covered and the one at the rest of the house is called Einug. Some people say it's other way around, a bit of a discussion, but it doesn't make so much difference. The idea is, at least we see the one at the table and one the rest of the house. And the Oracle Shulchan...
Does it need to be left on the table?
Don't think so. I think anywhere near the table, the post would say that's already...
Next room where you can see it.
Sorry? Next room where you can see it. It's probably... I'm not sure exactly next room will be enough, but definitely somewhere that it's a nicker that's part of the table. The Oracle Shulchan speaks out clearly what the Nafkam is really, what how we take on, is that he says there has to be one at the table, and that is already... that's just at the Seudah, there's obviously one mocking the Seudah, so he has that's enough. And then he says there has to be a light in every room that you're using over Shabbos. The person speak out, of course, it doesn't have to be in the room, you can go to sleep. It means in the hallway is enough, that will shine to the room, that will be sufficient. But definitely there should be a light that you should not be, you should not trip up. There should be a sufficient light that you should not be able to, you won't trip up in every single room that you're going to use on Shabbos. So far, where we're holding is there's two dinim, and let's go back to our shayla, David to wait for Shabbos. Well, if he's going to his host, let's determine if he's got light in his room where he's going to be staying, if he's got light at the host table where he's going to be staying, that should be sufficient. So why do we leave it there and say, you know, that's enough? David doesn't have to light any candles near Shabbos. That's good enough. Let's just bring on a side point. Maybe I just forgot to mention. I think everyone's aware there's an inyan of shalom bias by near Shabbos. So where does that come from? We mentioned that, okay, inyan shalom, that you shouldn't trip up and everything. What about the inyan of shalom bias that everyone mentioned? So that's another Gemara of Gimel. This will be another link to Hanukkah. The Gemara says, what happens when you got only enough money, or you happen to have only one candle available Friday night, and it's Shabbos Hanukkah? So you got mitzvahs near Hanukkah, and you got mitzvahs near Shabbos. Which one takes precedence? Sorry?
Todd,
okay, that's maybe obvious reason, I guess, but the Gemara says a different reason. So I have the reason of Todd. They're both mitzvahs darabonon, yeah? The seven mitzvahs darabonon we have. Shabbos, their Shabbos is a mitzvah darabonon, even though the Gemara says it's a chayvah, it means there's only darabonon. And their Hanukkah is also darabonon, so which one would take precedence? So we got, of course, the suggestion of Todd, but the Gemara says another reason. The Gemara says, because of Shon bias, you like their Shabbos. So Rashi says, what does it mean, shalom bias? It means, like we mentioned, there's an inyan of shalom in there, and there should be light in the house. You're going to be tripping up over Shabbos. That takes precedence over Pesur Menissa, and we're going to say Ner Shabbos is ordered. However, the Meiri, the Rashash, both say, and it's also before in the Rambam, they say, hang on a second, who likes Shabbos candles? The wife likes Shabbos candles. Who likes Ner Hanukkah? The husband. What are we going to say? We're going to say, no, my mitzvah is more important, Hanukkah is more important this week. That's going to cause fighting. So we're going to say, Ner Shabbos Kodem, because of Shalom Bias, we're going to give in to her. That's what the Meiri says, it doesn't go in the Rambam. So, some place can bring this down as another reason, but I don't think it's another reason. I think the Gemara is just saying that where's the Shaila, a conflict between Shabbos and Hanukkah, we're going to say that Shabbos takes precedence. It doesn't mean that the reason behind Shabbos is Shalom Bias, rather, the reason is the two reasons we mentioned, it has to be at the Seudah and it has to be around the house, but it doesn't mean to say that is, and Shalom Bayis just makes it take precedence over Hanukkah. Okay, so now get back to the Shaila. We've got two Chiyuvim. David, who's going away, he's got light in his bedroom, let's say, he's got light in his bedroom and he's got light on the table, so there should be a simple Shaila, he doesn't have to light. But obviously it's not so posh because what do we do every week? We have lights. We have electric lights in our room. It's much brighter than the Shabbos lights. And still, and we maybe got a Shabbos light in the bedroom, and that's, you know, that's ready enough. So why do we light? So obviously it's much, there's much more to the chiyuv than that. And we'll see that the Shulchan says, in Yerish Samach Gimel Seif Dado, the Shulchan brings that there are more paskins b'shem Rabbi Natan, that if the lights are, if you have, you come to this Ma'an Lokas Neiris between Plaga Mincha and Shkia, and you already have a light on. So he says, you have to put out the light, and you have to light it again. The Rabbi Natan is coming to explain actually why you make a bracha, you know, if it's already lit, you don't make, some priests can say by Kisa Adam, you don't make a bracha because if it's already, if you don't make a bracha on something which is already, you don't have to do it if it's already done. So if it's lit already, maybe you don't have to make a bracha. So Rabbi Natan, no, you make a bracha. The reason is because when it's, even when the neris are lit already, by the time it comes to Zman Hadlaka, you just have to put them out in order to light them, the Chavit Shabbos. That's why you make a bracha. So we see it's much more to the chiv. It's not a question of just having the light. Rather, there's a chiv on you to go and actually light. More than that, we see the Shulchan Aruch Paskins. We're going to see in a few minutes exactly where this is coming from. The Shulchan Aruch Paskins. That a guest who's going away for Shabbos. We're going to see it's obviously a difference to our case. But a guest who's going away for Shabbos, he has to join in. He has to give a pruta to the Baal HaBayis in order to join in with the chiv. Why does he have to join in? Obviously, you know, the fact that the Baal HaBayis has got the light there, he's got light in his bedroom, this should be sufficient. We see it's much more to the chiyuv than just the two dinim we mentioned. Besides that, we're going to call this chiyuv a chiyuv askavra. It's a chiyuv that, besides the fact that it should be light, there should be a, it's also a chiyuv in each individual in order to mekayim the mitzvah of lighting Shabbos candles. So it's not enough the reality of light, rather he has to go ahead and actually be mekayim the mitzvah. So now, what would you? Obvious. Now, when we're holding, would say that our friend Elovid here has to join with the pruta. That should be, you know, that should be kindness mitzvah. You've got a chivas gavra on him. He has to be kind of mitzvah, individual chiyuv. So why didn't he has to? He'll join. He'll give a pruta. Give a 5p, whatever it is, to the host. He'll have to join together with the oil. And that should be his sufficient to become his chiyuv. But obviously, even that is not posh, because every week when the woman of the household lights, do we join with the pruta? You know, maybe the husband can say, well, he owns some, he owns the oil, but the children, do they light? Are they part of the? Do they join with the pruta? We don't. I mean, we're zakat to them some of the oil. We don't do that. So, what's the idea of a household being kind of hadlaka with the woman of the household? She's yotzer all the people in the household. Where's the idea from? So the Gemara says, this could be another link to Chanukah. The Gemara says in Chof Gimel Medala, this is relevant to Chanukah. The Gemara says, Arav Sheshes Achsanoi Chayv Bnei Chanukah. A guest is Chayv Bnei Chanukah. Arav Zera says, Arav Zera Mereish. It used to be Kavina Beirav when I was in Yeshiva Mishnatachna Pruta. I used to join with a pruta, but had the yeshvizu in my host. The bochum didn't stay in dorms, they stayed by someone, so he used to join together with a pruta in order to be yotze as mitzvahs hadokas ner chanukah, and that's what he did. Bosses is sivi itza, once I got married, amina, hashta vada yitzrikin. Now I don't have to join together with a pruta, he still went away to yeshiva, he wasn't at home anymore, but still he didn't join with the pruta. Why? The komadika ladiket beisoi, because my wife's lighting me at home. I'm not around, I'm in a different city, different country, but that the fact that my wife's letting me at home means I don't have to be yotze my lakas ner chanukah. So, and I don't have to join the pruta. Now, that's all in the chanukah. The Rav Yoan the Motta brings from this Gemara, he says exactly the same by hadlakas ner Shabbos. And this is how no one argues, he's the only one who says it. I don't think it's anyone who clearly argues on that, that's what we're passing the Shulchan Aruch. We can compare hadlakas ner Shabbos to hadlakas ner chanukah. So we're going to say, David here, he's got his wife lighting for him at home. So first of all, that explains why the woman of the household lights for everyone, because it's a chiyuv nerusha basically. And the fact the wife lights, that's it's a din on the bias. The bias has to have the household. The household has to have a hadlaka. Of course, there's an individual chiyuv for everyone to be, but if they're part of the household, that's sufficient to be yotze their chiyuv. So our David here, his wife lighting, it's mamish this Gemara, his wife lighting him at home, and he's away for Shabbos, but mitzad the chiyuv, that he's got to have his bedroom lit so he has a Shabbos light. It's not the chiyuv that he's got his the su'udah, he's got his who's lighting at the su'udah, so where he eats, he'll be light. What up mitzad the chiyuv of his individual chiyuv, that is being mekoyim from his wife.
Even if he's 6,000 miles away.
They don't light Neres Shabbos, but they do light Neres Hanukkah.
So we'll see. I had a question. Maybe at the end, I'm not sure if I will answer Hanukkah. I'm not sure the differences. There probably are differences between Hanukkah and Shabbos. And maybe they do like Shabbos also. So I don't know if it's a proposal. Maybe someone lights for everyone. But maybe at the end of this time, we'll just mention there's something to do with the yeshiva. Where we're holding that, just to recap, we'll have three chiyuvim. We've got the one at the table, the one in every room that you're going to use, and the individual chiyuv that everyone has in order to have one of these things. Now, it's not really a side point, this, it's a very important point, but the Shulchan Aruch Rav says, you know, with the ones we light in our room, the Shabbos light, that's the electric light. Can you be used with electric lights? Not so straightforward. We obviously light candles at the table, so why do we have to light tea lights in every room? So, going with these three chiyuvim, the Shulchan Aruch Rav seems to say that once you're mekayim the mitzvah, the individual chiyuv, in some place, you're kind of at the table, the rest does not have to be with all the dinim which are necessary for Hadok Zero Shabbos. You don't have to have wicks and candles and wax and add all that. Electric light would be enough, because once you have your Makai, your own chiyuv, at least somewhere at the table, and that's it will be the ikkar mitzvah, so everything else is enough that it's just the mitzvah of light in the room. Okay. So why is it not simple like that? David, his wife's life at home, he's yoked his chiyuv through that. Why is it not simple like that? So before we get there, let's just discuss another side point. What happens when it comes to different time zones? Yeah, we got his wife's life, the Zera here in the Gemara, his wife's life at home. When it comes to different time zones, I'm going to split the shine into two cases. One case could be where there's, let's say, a two-hour time difference, and let's say the wife's lighting at home before the husband. Well, it doesn't mean, I don't know if it makes a difference which way around, but let's say the wife's lighting before the husband, 2 hours before, she lights near and in, which are four-hour candles, and by the time it gets to the where the husband is for Shabbos, the lights by the wife is are still lit. So there, maybe it's more easy to say, well, so what is the difference in time zone when they lit? But at the end of the day, there was the Shabbos candles were lit in the Zman Havnoka where the husband is, at least for 2 hours, so maybe that's enough. But what happens in a more extreme case, where the 6 hour difference, the Shabbos candles only last for 4 hours, so by the time the wife's finished, where the wife is, the candles have gone out, so now it's not even plugged in by the husband yet. So he didn't have a time where the candles actually lit where he was. So that's a big deal in the poskim, whether or not that would be this thin, and for Hanukkah also be the same shayla, whether or not you can say, well, my wife's lighting me at home, and that would be sufficient to cover my own chiyuv, even when my chiyuv is in a completely different time to when she's lighting. So let's say a scenario. What happens if, we said till now, Dovid's got a Shabbos light in his room. What happens if he turns up to his host, and of course there's light at the table, but he's staying by someone who's, of course, he's like Shabbos candles where he's eating, but if he didn't put a Shabbos light in his room, and there's no light in the hallway. So then, the Shulchan Aruch paskens, he's got a chiyuv now, because every room he goes into, he has a chiyuv adlocker. That's his own personal room. It's not that has to do with the Bala Bayis. He's like, it's not rented out to him, but that's why he's staying for Shabbos. So it's his chiyuv to make sure there's light there. So now, although he doesn't have his own personal chiyuv because his wife's lighting him at home, but he's got a chiyuv lighting, but sad the fact that he's got a dark room where he might trip over things. So it could be, if he wants to, what he could do is just put a Shabbos light in and that would be sufficient. But if he wants to actually make a bracha, and he's not worried about the fire hazards and everything, he can take two tea lights and light on the windowsill there and make a bracha on that, because he has a chiyuv mitzad, the fact that he's got a room which is dark. Even though he's doing his own personal chiyuv at home, but he has a chiyuv mitzad in his room. But now let's bring another layer to the shayla. We're saying till now, we're assuming his wife's at home. We mentioned at the beginning, where did his wife go? His wife went to her parents. So can we say, now it's not so posh anymore, the Gemara says, Reb Zeira went away for Shabbos, And he said, well, it's not, I'm part of raising Hanukkah, why? Because his wife's likely at home. But here in our case, his wife's not at home, it's not posh anymore to say, well, the fact that my wife's lighting for me is owed to me. She's, my wife's lighting somewhere else. Is that the fact that I'm not, she's not in my usual, in the usual house, or in the usual house where she usually lights, is not, the post is not sufficient to patter her own, or his chiyuv when he's away. So now he's, Shuv Chayzer, that he's got a chiyuv, had not come to his own personal chiyuv, which hasn't been used from his wife. So now he's got the chiyuv, two options. He can either light in his room, like we said, you know, make sure there's no light in his room, turn off the Shabbos light before he comes, make sure there's no light in the hallway, or maybe if there is, maybe there will be definitely best that it should, all the light should be off, like Halakhos Neiros there in his room. But let's say, probably it's not the minhag by anyone, I don't know anyone who does that, lights in their room, so maybe they'll worry about fire and everything, but make it into the Shulchan Aruch, that's what the Shulchan Aruch says. But the other option is to light at the table. Now, is that poshet to light at the host table? The light at the host has already got candles there. Who says you can just add on and light nearest there? This is a shayla in Sif Ches. The Shulchan Aruch brings a machlekas, whether or not such a concept called Tisefes Or, you can make a brach on Tisefes Or. So you, the case in Shulchan Aruch, you've got a few barabatim going together to stay somewhere, the business trip, whatever it is, and they all lighting, they all have a chiyuv hadlaka, maybe they're in time zone, whatever reason, their wife's not lighting for them. They have the shayla is there. There's one light and make a bracha for all of them, or can they all have a bracha? So Sfarim actually go with Machabu Paskin, who's the Machmir, says you can't make a bracha. Ashkenazim go with the Ramah that's Mekel and says it's enough to make a bracha on Tisefes Or. And so therefore, in our case, a possibility what you can do is to light at the to light at the table, make a bracha because of Tisefes Or. Or if he doesn't want to be relying on the Ramah, he can also be mishtata for Pruta, like the Shulchan Aruch says. He can obviously any host going away can be mishtata for Pruta. So now we're holding. He's got three options. But his wife's not here. His wife's not yet to his adlock because she's at her parents. So he has his own personal thing. He has in the kaim. Either he lights in his bedroom, or he can light on the table, or he can be mishtata for Pruta. But now, maybe another shayla. Maybe he can't make a bracha. Why? Well, maybe he doesn't have the chiyuv at all. Where's he eating? He's eating by his host. Now, in Hilchos Chanukah, before Hilchos Chanukah, we know that our children don't light if they're part of the household. So who is considered part of the household? So obviously, anyone who is there constantly is considered part of the household. But how constantly does someone have to be there in order to be considered part of the household? So by Chanukah, the Mishnah Berurah says, he has to be there, bekvius, in order to be considered part of the household that he doesn't have to light Neres Chanukah. What is it by Shabbos? By Shabbos, possibly is a svara to say, yes, we did say we learn out Chanukah from Shabbos, or Shabbos from Chanukah, but there's a possibly a svara to say that Shabbos is easier off. Because Shabbos, the Ikad Loka is the fact that there's covered Shabbos at the table. So maybe that's specific to the one meal. Maybe it's enough that for one meal he's eaten by his host, And through that he can join to the household. Now, although the Mishnah Berurah is not specific by the case of Shabbos, but Chanukah he says he has to be the Kavias, and there's various in the what happens if a person eating after one meal can be yotze the chiyuv hadlaka. So. Maybe you can say, let's say he wants to make a bracha. Let's say he wants to say, yeah, I'm going to be machmir, maybe I'm not part of the hassle for one meal. But can I still make a bracha? What am I going to do? I'll try to be mechaven, not to be yotze with my wife's hadlaka. Yes, we know that if she lights for me, or the host hadlaka, obviously his wife's hadlaka is not being yotze, but let's say that his host hadlaka, I don't want to be mechaven not to be yotze with that hadlaka. Can you do that? So that, again, that's the discussion by Chanukah. Yeah, the basis of the Pre-Chadosh, there's a nidin there. Is it poshut for him to say, I want to get out of my achiv, I want to make my own menorah, even though my wife's likely to be at home, and I'm gonna have a kavanah not to be yotze with her hadlaka, and therefore be able to make a bracha myself. So in summary, let's just go through. We've been through many stages here. Let's go through. Maybe I'm not going to want to challenge if there's time, but let's go through all the stages we had so far. So We had so fast, we said, there's two main chiyuvim. One has to be that there has to be candles at the table, and the other one there has to be light in every single room. Second thing, we said, besides those two chiyuvim, there also has to be a personal chiyuv in each person to mekayim the chavis adlok. We said it's not enough that there is light already there from Friday morning. There has to be a light lit in the time of adlok, and also a host going away, even if a guest going away, even if it's light lit that the shas adlok, he's got his own chiyuv to light the adlok's neiros. And we said to the Shulchan Aruch Rav that there's a necessity to have candles only for the ones at the table. Once he's been yotzer, his personal chiyuv by the ones at the table, then the rest he can be yotzer with a Shabbos lamp or any electric light. Then we said, but the Maisa, his wife lighting him at home, our David over here, his wife lighting him at home, that should put his own personal chiyuv. But we said, if there's no light in his own room, then he has a chiyuv again to light, and if he wants to, he can make a bracha on that. Unless he wants light electricity, he can't make a bracha. We said that there's a problem because his wife's not at home, then he has to, when his wife's not at home anymore, then you can't have this din that his wife has to go home partisan because she's at her parents. So we said, what's the din now? Make the din of the Shulchan Aruch says light in his room. He lights two tea lights in his room. However, let's say he's worried that fire hazard, he can either be mishtachta for pruta or light on the table and rely on the fact that more tesefes or rely on the Ramah that says tesefes or you can make a bracha on. Then we said, well, there's a nidin to say, well, maybe his yotzei is adlaka from the fact that he's soma hashulchan balabais, he's eating there for the Friday night meal. And that's already enough of a siva to say, although we say by Chanukah, it has to be constantly relying on the balabais. But maybe by Shabbos it's different. The post can discuss, maybe Shabbos is easier to rely on the balabais. And then we said, what happens if he wants to be from and make a bracha? Can he have kavanah not to be yotzer with his wife hadlaka or the host hadlaka? That's another deal in the poskim. So just if you've got a few minutes to wrap up, another one or two interesting shailas. What happens when a couple goes away for Shabbos day by their parents or their in-laws? With all the stages we've set, yeah, what would they do? So I think the minhag is posh that everyone lights at the table, but from what we've seen, me'ifkei d'dinah. Well, first let's determine if this couple is sumach l'shulchan aruch. I'm sure lots of couples are sumach l'shulchan aruch for a while down the line. But these people, this couple who's staying there, especially if they rely on the poskim that they're eating there, they're staying there, maybe they're staying there having a baby, so they're staying there for a few months. That's definitely considered pekavius. But even still, the minhag seems to be that everyone does light hadlok. I try to tell your wife that she doesn't have to light when she goes away. That's definitely, it's not going to do that well. But so. So that's definitely the minhag. The shayla is how to exactly to explain the minhag, because they're making a bracha, and why is it not a bracha about tovah? If you have this poskim that you can't have kavanah not to be yitzah, and the fact that maybe they're very very much reliant on the hadok of the balabaya, so how it needs explanation how they can actually make a bracha. Now, someone mentioned that the bracha in yeshiva. Also, what's that? Bracha in yeshiva is another stage maybe that has to be spoken about, because the question is, we said children are obviously part of the bias, but a bachur goes to yeshiva, he's going away for 6 months, let's say, to Israel. So are we going to say, well, he's possibly not part of the bias anymore? He's menotic for the bias because he's eating where he is, staying for 6 months. A husband going away on a business trip has come back 2 weeks later, that's of course part of the bias. But a bachur goes away, maybe that does not yotze from the lock of his mother. So that's another stage in it. I saw someone bring it out from the Gemara in Chaf Gimel. You had Reb Zera, he said, before I got married, I used to mishtata prut when I was in yeshiva. Now, what happened to the hadlok of his mother? What happened to Reb Zera's mother? Maybe he was out from that. So they possibly want to be right from Reb Zera, that maybe you see that the fact he went away to yeshiva was enough to be menachem himself. Although, I saw one safe in Matthias, they bring a Yerushalmi, it says Reb Zera is actually a yosem. So therefore, there's no right from that Gemara whether or not he can be yotzer. So,
Shkara.
Shkara.
Shkara. Shkara. Shkara. Shkara. Shkara. Shkara. Shkara. Shkara. Shkara. Shkara. Shkara. Shkara. Shkara. Shkara. Shkara. Shkara. Shkara. Shkara. Shkara. Shkara. Shkara. Shkara. Shkara. Shkara. Shkara. Shkara. Shkara. Shkara. Shkara. Shkara. Shkara. Shkara. Shkara. Shkara. Shkara. Shkara. Shkara. Shkara. Shkara. Shkara. Shkara. Shkara. Shkara. Shkara. Shkara. Shkara. Shkara. Shkara. Shkara. Shkara. Shkara. Shkara. Shkara. Shkara. Shkara. Shkara. Shkara. Shkara. Shkara. Shkara. Shkara. Shkara. Shkara. Shkara. Shkara. Shkara. Shkara. Shkara. Shkara. Shkara. Shkara. Shk